Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope to see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart. Your dreams may never small.
You got to go get your blessings. You got to think positive. You have to. You have to think in terms that it's mine. Stop letting people fool you with the negativity.
You want to treat me like this?
Stop coming around here with that negative energy.
Dedicating this to Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio.
Thank you.
You got to be positive. Positive brings positive energy. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. That song was recorded by Erica Campbell. The word positive, and just wanted to share that with Pastor this morning. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer. And this is Thankful Thursday. We got so much to be thankful for. So I'm going to ask Pastor if she'll be so a word of prayer.
Amen, amen. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. Being positive. Amen. We're going to stay positive no matter what. And I like both of those selections. Amen. So I thank you, Pastor. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Colossians 1 and verse 16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to say thank you, Lord, for another thankful Thursday, Father God. We're thanking you for the listeners, thanking you for our pastor. We're thanking you for those that are listening by internet. Father God, we're thanking you for those that participate. Lord, we give you praise today. We cannot thank you enough for all of your many blessings that you have given unto us, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for this word that we're learning more and more about the angels, Father God, and the works that they did as well. Father God, we are so thankful to know that they're not greater than Christ. Lord, continue to bless each and every one that has asked us to keep them in prayer. You know their hearts and their heart's desire and their unspoken prayer requests. So, Lord, we ask that you would just touch them and grant their prayer requests, that they would have a testimony for you. We're praying for those who have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, Father God, Sister T and her family, Minister Robinson, Father God, Evangelist Renee, and the entire Dorch family. and others, Father God, as well. We thank you for the praise reports that we have received, Father God. And we just ask that you continue to be with our pastor, guide and direct him, Father God, as he teaches the word of truth. Be with the listeners that we will open up our hearts and our mind to receive it. Be with those who are bereaved, Father God. Give them perfect peace. Be with those that are going through. Let them know you'll make a way out of no way as long as they continue to trust in you. And, Lord, be with all those that are sick and shut in. Now, Lord, open up our hearts as we receive the word and as we just be thankful together for this word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, so much for that. Now, brothers and sisters, this is Thankful Thursday. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you Christ Jesus." So anyone would like to be thankful, just press 1, and we'll let you in. But meanwhile, and in between while, we're going to finish on this subject. And from time to time, we'll come back. And if you do, I'll see if you press 1 if you want to have something to be thankful for as far as the scriptures is concerned. Because we know we all are thankful, and you probably every day you pray and maybe several times a day. So I know you're thankful in that sense, but we're talking about being thankful for the scriptures, for certain scriptures that have been illuminated in your spirit. Now, with that being said, we've been talking about Christ, just so I can remind everybody, that Christ was made so much better than the angel.
Mm-hmm.
And if he had have a better inheritance, he's obtained a better name than angels. Mm-hmm. He's so much better than prophets. He's so much better than the Moses. Mm-hmm. He's so much better than popes and preachers. But if you don't know the story behind this, you cannot appreciate the superiority of Christ, God's son.
Okay.
It's superior to But we thought it would be nice for us to know more about angels so that we can see, get a better picture of what Christ. And so far we dealt with a lot of things, how God had revealed his will to man through angels. We've learned mm-hmm. that they are ministers to the saints. According to Hebrews 1:14, they minister to saints. They have encouraged children of God. According to Acts 27:23, we learned so much about angels that it's important that we continue this study. There's different classifications. We touched on a few. We hadn't touched on all of them, but we're going to. Angels are manifest in the form of man. Most of the time when you talk about angels, you're talking about masculine. Or masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. However, but just for the record, you got to see Christ is better than all this stuff. Over in Matthew 28, verses 2 through 6, just want you all to see that. Listen, brothers and sisters, we got so much to cover. Now, if you want to have something to say on Thankful Thursday, you need to press 1. And meanwhile, we're going to continue in this study as we've been doing. Matt Pastor, she'd be so kind to read Matthew 28:2 through 6. Thank you.
Amen. From the King James, "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Amen.
So he rolled back the stone, huge stone.
Yes.
Governor had decided that, you know, his disciples back and try to steal him. So they found the biggest stone they could find and put in front of the sepulchre.
Thinking
they were going to come and steal back. So when the Mary and the other Mary, they went to assault Jesus out, they knew what tomb he was in. It was easily identified because they had the biggest rock, the biggest boulder. I forget how many people it took to move, put that there. But anyway, I can get that for you. But that's not what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm trying to tell you, this angel was so big that it was fearful. These men were so afraid until they became shocked until they died.
Amen.
And you're talking about Christ being better than this. That's what I want y'all to say. These men, they fainted. I mean, like, wow. I don't know if it was their muscles or what. But their countenance, the Bible says, was like lightning. And they was white as snow. I mean, when you stop and think about what all had happened on that great day, they had rolled back the stone and what all took place, that would put the fear of God in your heart.
Yes.
He knew everything that was going on. He knew why Mary, Magdalene, and the other Mary was there. He got it all. So the angel said, that's what I want y'all to see. The angel said, that's why I disagree respectfully against some of the theologians that say when they use that word angel and this masculine angel was Christ, when God had tons of angels. And maybe before we done with this subject, you'll see. So because it said the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and they used the word angel in the single, that did not necessarily mean that that was Christ. And that's what I was trying to share with you all the other day. We ran out of little time there. But there's a lot of places it says the angel of the Lord. So when the angel of the Lord appeared to Hagar, that was one of God's. See, these angels, there's different categories. And they had different position, and you send the ones that needed to be sent for whatever it needed. Like Gabriel, he was the messenger. He went and told Mary, "You shall be a child." So he's considered the messenger angel, but it wasn't an angel; it was him, one angel. But that was his job, is to carry message. But like Michael, on the other hand, Michael was somebody who was like a warrior. Michael would fight. See, because that was his position, you know.
Yeah.
And I say again, for those that are just joining, if you'd like to have something to say, just press 1. This is Thankful Thursday. And, I mean, if you're thankful for a certain scripture or whatever, just go ahead on. So the next thing we're going to look at is the fact that Galatians 3, and this is real interesting, people, because out of all what we've been teaching, This is one of the most powerful things that I think I read about angels. It's what God entrusted them with. You know, Moses was the lawgiver, but who took the word to Moses is very important as far as scripturally is concerned. You know, scripturally, and everybody don't believe in scripture, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you this right now. A lady told me last night the power to be. I said, what power to be? She said she's spiritual. How you going to be spiritual and not believe in angels? How you going to be spiritual and not believe in spiritual things? But all you want to believe in is scientific facts and this type of thing. Well, my thing is, if you're spiritual, you're all the way spiritual or you're not. And if you're spiritual, you believe in angels.
Amen.
Then you got to, some kind of way you're going to be led right back to the Word of God, right to Scripture.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you will be led to Scripture. Now, I don't hear about no King James. I don't hear about all that. These are Scriptures I'm talking about. And King James only operated as putting his name on it, but those monks and other people went down and decided that this is what the Holy Spirit led them to put together. Now, it may not be to your taking, to your taste. It may not be to your liking. But if you're going to be spiritual, you have to go all the way because the Spirit of the Lord. Angels are spirit. So somebody had to be over the spirit. So somebody had to be over the angels. You know, the Bible says that the Spirit moved on the face of the deep. Yeah. So before it was this world, it was a spiritual world. Listen to me, dear heart. There was a spiritual world, and I'm not going to get into all of that today, but I want you to know there was a Satan's world where when that flood came, see, there was a flood of Satan. Satan's flood destroyed everything, everything, visitation, everything. Noah's flood didn't, and we're not going to talk about that today, but there's a contrast between Noah's flood and a Lucifer flood. Lucifer flood, that was, everything was destroyed. But in Noah's flood, he had to restore. He had to put back. He said, replenish the earth. Well, when you redo something, you're putting back something.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Think about it. So he had to, when God had made Adam, I'm sorry, we had made Adam. Adam's job was to replenish the earth. When he made man and woman, his job was to replenish the earth. So with Noah's flood, everything wasn't destroyed. But with Lucifer's flood, everything was destroyed. So when God made man, he told him to replenish the earth. Oh, do your research.
Yeah.
It's there. I promise you it's there. What I'm gonna say is in Galatians 3, verses 19. Read verses 19 because the angels, and I know we've been talking about angels all week. And yes, I just want you to know you got to have a good understanding, a good comprehension of the things that angels did. This is why people believed in angels. They had testimonies. They saw angels. They don't teach about angels today. For some reason or another, as we call it, the organized church have gotten away from that, teaching that part of the truth. But angels was real. So when the Bible says that Christ was so much better than angels, man, that means something. The person who knew about angels and believed in angels, man, that was big-time stuff right there. That wasn't nothing small. Because they would challenge you on that because you don't know the stuff angels did, how they stopped miles. And like this one, rolled back the stone of the grave. I mean, angels were dead at the birth of Christ. I mean, when you think about the role that the angels have played in the earth, and with humans, it was a big deal, man. Especially when you tell somebody you saw an angel or angel did something for you. Like Jacob, the angel broke his thigh.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So Jacob, but I'm trying to show you that angels had a big part in man's salvation. He just could never give him eternal salvation. He could never give him life. He couldn't raise him from the dead. There's a lot of things he couldn't do, but he did do this. So in Galatians 3:19, I want y'all to see what the angel did.
Okay. Amen. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Amen.
Yeah. Can you imagine that the angels brought the law and gave it to Moses? And said, this is what God want to have. And they had a mediator. Now think about that. It was a mediator. And a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. So they asked the question, so then the law then against the promises of God. Now, God forbid that. For there is, if it had been okay to have the law and we could get everything to the law, there would be no need for faith. But the only way you could have salvation was through faith. See? So that's how God fixed that thing, that you have to believe in it. You have to believe for it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And then you have to have something that would allow you to keep it. Man couldn't keep the law. Even today, man can't keep that stuff. You're fooling yourself if you think you don't, oh, I can do this and that. No, you're fooling yourself. And let me just get a little deeper here. Because the law has two functions. On the positive side, it reveals the nature and will of God. So that's important because it shows people how to live. And on the negative side, it points out people's sins and shows them that it is impossible to please God by trying to obey his laws or his commandments. So God's promise to Abraham dealt with Abraham's faith, not the law. This was 430 years before the law was given. So Abraham's faith, the law focused on action. Faith and faith was actually focused on how a man had faith and how he walked in it. So when the covenant was established, the covenant with Abraham shows that the faith is the only way, to be saved. The law shows how to obey God. If you're grateful, you'll respond. Man responded to faith, to God through faith, not through the law. So every time you read the Bible, second chapter of the book of Hebrews, these response came through faith and not through, for a better way of saying it, the law. So the law does not, it was just so many things the law could not do, but it could be done through faith in Christ and in faith in Christ alone. So when the promise was given him to Abraham, he did it by himself alone. This is why when Christ died, he had to die alone. The angels helped him a lot of stuff, but the angels couldn't help when Christ died. He had to drink the cup by himself. He had to take 39 stripes by himself.
Have mercy.
Yeah. So he was so much better in everything he did. And I won't get into the different laws, and I know for those that are looking at this third chapter of Galatians, just know that Christ abolished all the laws, and he gave us a new law. And if you operate in that new law, because he says hang all the laws on these two, love God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself, and you're in good shape. Because you're trying to keep all the ceremony laws, you're trying to keep all the civil laws and moral laws, you couldn't do it. So the only one that God made it real simple, love me and love your neighbor as yourself, and you're in good shape. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Two people got their hands up here. I think this may be Evangelist Renee. I'm going to go to her first. Evangelist Renee, Thankful Thursday. Okay. Not Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to take time out to tell the Lord thank you for another day, for taking care of me. I have broken my ankle, and it could have been worse. It always could be worse, but the Lord, he kept me. And I'm just standing on my scripture, by his stripes, I will be healed. In
Amen.
Christ Jesus' name. Just wanted to take the time to tell him thank you for all of many blessings, keeping us from danger seen and unseen, just
mm-hmm.
blessing us from the biggest to the smallest thing. I thank him for them all. Amen.
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 Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Evangelist Renee. This Pastor Marilyn. Hallelujah. Okay, you're on. Not sure who this is, but hallelujah. Okay. You may hit the wrong button. Okay, well, praise God. Maybe I dial back in. Hit the wrong button. Okay, Pastor, you have anything else you'd like to share?
Yes, Pastor. I just wanted to read that scripture from the New Living Translation, and that was Galatians 19 through 21, or 22, I'm sorry, 19 through 22. It says, why then was the...
Galatians 3, not Galatians
3. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Galatians 3.
Okay.
Yeah, 19 through 22.
Okay.
All right. It says, why then was the law given? It was given alongside the promise to show people their sin. But the law was designed to last only until the coming of the child who was promised. God gave his law through angels to Moses, who was the mediator between God and the people. Now, a mediator is helpful if more than one party must reach an agreement. But God, who is one, did not use a mediator when he gave his promise to Abraham. Is there a conflict then between God's law and God's promises? Absolutely not. If the law could give us new life, we could be made right with God by obeying it. But the scriptures declare that we are all prisoners of sin. So we receive God's promise of freedom only by believing in Jesus Christ. Amen. So that just kind of bring out what you were sharing with us, Pastor. And I did not realize that where it says God gave his law through angels to Moses. I always thought that God just gave you know, the commandment right to Moses, but right here it tells us, now that wasn't how it was. He gave it through the angels to Moses. So thank you. I hadn't looked at it like that before.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, one of the things, brothers and sisters, one of the works with the mediator side in order to bring about an agreement. Well, God was in agreement with himself that, hey, this is going to be a guideline to you all until Christ get here. Once Christ get here, he's going to fulfill everything that I promised Abraham, which was eternal life through his seed, and really through the seed, which happens to be Christ. So everything was predicated on Christ getting here. Well, Christ got here, and the angels made the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
The angels did that. They made the announcement. They told the shepherd. They told the town. I mean, when I tell you that angels have always played a great part in man's salvation, in man's relationship to God, people, I'm going to tell you, that's the power that he is and the power is to be. There are other powers. There are other principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness and all those. But listen, Christ is far better than all of that because his kingdom is far greater above all of that. And I mainly was talking to the people who understood and who appreciate angels doing things for them. Because you got some people, they worship angels, literally worship angels. I mean, when you go in stores and you see online and you see these people making statues of angels, but sister, that's real, man. These people mm-hmm. who had experience with angels.
Yeah.
So they're trying to articulate what they
mm-hmm.
experience.
All right.
So that's why this scripture is so important when you read the book of Hebrews that, hey, man, Christ is so much better than angel. He have a more excellent name than they.
Yeah. Amen.
He have a more inheritance than they. And that would
mm-hmm.
be my point. But I know unless you really get a full good dose of angels, it doesn't mean anything to you. This scripture would mean nothing to you unless light be shared on it so you can see,
mm-hmm.
oh, man, angels were powerful. They was masculine. When people would see an angel, they'll drop dead if that ain't. That's why I showed you over there in the book of Matthew that Pastor
mm-hmm.
read earlier. That Pastor read earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime. And I ain't talking about Christ. I'm just talking about his angels. See, Gabriel have angels. So his angels fought against Lucifer and his angels. Christ ain't had to do nothing. God ain't had to do nothing. It was a battle going on. And even today, hopefully I'll show y'all tomorrow, because it's just so much, and I hate to try to cramp it all in one day, but I want everybody to stay with us and follow along. Brother and sister, angels plays a part in your life, and the closer you get with God, the closer you begin to see a lot of things of God. And angels
mm-hmm.
happen to be, but you need
Amen.
To learn that you don't love Christ because you did. I can tell you a story about Brother Frank and I, how the angel came and actually stopped the tire because we didn't have no brakes. The thing was smoking. I could give you all a real good story. But unless you understand angels, you couldn't appreciate it. You might go like, oh, yeah, right. But once you've seen different situations that angels be, it's not hard to believe. But anyway, anyone
Amen.
Else before we close? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, we thank y'all so much. We'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at